Cowgirl.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wrong one.
The wrong one. Wrong one. Sarah Hillbilly one.
Yeah.
8:13. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? Morning.
Yes. All right. We got to do your, 8 a.m. WTF of the day. Let's get it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Love those guys over there. They're the best. So, 45-year-old guy named James Len Williams is facing battery charges after he got into a fight with his friend and bit his ear off. Hang up.
Oh, what up? What up, Mike?
Hang up. Hang up. Police say Williams was on vacation with three friends, a man and two women, at a resort in Key West. After a night of drinking, of course, one of the women passed out and the other man thought it would be funny to place her in a wheelbarrow and pour beer on her. Williams thought it was disrespectful, which was the only right thought he basically had all night, and reacted by attacking the other man and then biting off a portion of his ear.
Hang up. Good Lord.
Hang up. Hang up. Yeah.
I just, what's with biting the ear off? You think if you're fighting somebody, you know, that's like the last thing you're going to think, I'm going to get a chunk of that ear, you know?
Apparently not. So Williams eventually walked away, but was later captured by police and arrested. He's charged with aggravated battery, battery by strangulation, and two additional counts of battery. Damn. So all the batteries. He got all the batteries. You know, it makes sense because if you're locked up with someone, all right, you got your heads locked up and you're mm-hmm. right by it, all right? You're right by it. You're kind of, you're nestled in the nape of the neck, and that ear is just right there.
Yeah, I guess if you're in a headlock or something, but usually you put your dukes up, you know? I could see, like, wrestling, but then you're wearing a headgear.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird that it's happened more than once.
Would you ever resort to biting in a street fight, Hunter?
I mean, dude, if you got to get out of a situation, you got anything.
That's what I'm at. I absolutely would bite someone.
I'll do anything to get out of a situation if it's bad enough.
I'll say right now, I have no problem biting someone in the heat of battle, okay? I feel like, because, you know, obviously, first things first, if you want to win a fight, get naked, all right? That's a given right there, all right?
I was going to roll around with you when you're naked.
So, so if you want to avoid a fight, get naked. However, you will, at some point, if this is a big thing for you, if you're a fighting kind of person, you are going to run into that person that's like, all right, let's get naked, let's fight. Then you got to resort to other things, okay? Biting is one of them, I think, you know?
There's a lot of loose things flopping around that you could bite off.
Hang up, hang up, hang up.
Hey, you know what? It's going to get you out of a situation.
Yeah. You bite a finger, you get a toe, you know, you bite someone on the thigh. I mean, it's going to work, right? Yeah. It's got to.
It's a powerful thing, man. Your jaw, man. God, pounds per pressure with that thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, what body part would you most like to bite off of someone, Hunter? That's the question I want to ask.
I mean, you know. You know what part.
Other than that, all right, let's take that out of the equation. Okay? Because even, I guess maybe if it was a do or die situation, all right, I'll bite a donger off. I will. Okay, let's just say. But I'm thinking like a finger. I think you get someone's pinky, that'd probably be pretty, you know.
That'd probably just pop off, too. You don't get it right at the knuckle. I mean, if you want to get out of the situation, I don't.
See.
The ear is probably not the best because it doesn't have too much feeling in it, man. You got to get something like you said, the finger.
Well, and two, you got to think about how you're not going to get the whole ear in your mouth because you're going to be pressed up. Like you got your face pressed up against the face. Like you're not going to be able to get the whole ear. You're only going to get a part, and that's not going to do that much. But you can get a full pinky in your mouth and bite that thing right off.
Could you imagine somebody spitting your pinky out, right?
Or you do what a Saigon whore does and you bite someone's nose off, all right?
They bit my nose off.
That's the Saigon whore that bit my nose off. Pipe down, Yoko.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. Biting body parts. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We're going to be back with more. Hi-ya!